More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Local government news. 22 people will be contesting 6 spots in the next City of Mandurah elections, and there are 9 trying out for the Shire of Murray. And if you're wondering, that means we'll head back to the polls for local government elections October 19. So about a month away. And today is Ozone Day, celebrating the worldwide efforts to plug a hole in our atmosphere.
Right. How do you plug a hole in an atmosphere?
Well, you basically stop using things that destroy it and eventually, hopefully, build it back up again. Yeah. For those that wonder, it's the thing that stops the UV radiation, and we managed to knock it out without sprays and things mostly. But since 1987, we've been successfully, as it turns out, helping it recover.
Okay. Well, let's hope we keep doing that.
So far, it's one of the few environmental success stories that we've come up with.
Well done.
Tick one for humanity. Now, anyone ever complained that you sneezed too loud?
Oh, is this a hint? Because I just sneezed quite a bit. No, they haven't.
Well, I'm asking. New Aussie researchers said that even though there's a lot of it that you can't control, like your size and, you know, the size of your cavities and leads to how loud you sneeze.
Right,
there is a portion that you can control. Apparently, methods include pinching and rubbing the nose or by sneezing out of your nose versus out of your mouth. However,
make sure you got a tissue
if you do sneeze out of your nose, it will be wetter / messier. This is the official research.
But more effective, I think.
If you're going to, get a tissue ready, but go the nose. A less loud one. By the way, experts say it is never a good idea to try and hold them in. 34-year-old British man had attempted to suppress a sneeze by clamping his mouth shut and blocking both nostrils. He perforated his pharynx. Now, if you don't know where that is, that's the bit of the throat just above the larynx and the esophagus. So, look. Better out than in for a start, just as long as you don't turn it into an interpretive dance routine. And let me set the scene.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, what does this music make you think of?
Well, first of all, it makes me think of Japan. I feel like I'm back in Tokyo.
Well, I feel like you might be onto something here because this is from an app, correct?
Yes, it's from a dating app, actually. If that doesn't get you in the mood, I don't know what will. It's an app where you can date a younger, sexier Colonel Sanders.
Now, this is kind of weird looking at the picture. Like, it's definitely, you say Japanese, it's Japanese anime looking.
Yeah, I feel like this has been made in Japan.
Young Colonel Sanders, for sure.
Blowing a kiss with his little goatee, his glasses on.
It's really quite bizarre.
It is.
So this is not like Colonel Sanders Tinder. This is not like they're trying to hook you up with Colonel Sanders or people that look like him.
No, you just date a cartoon character.
So it's a game.
Yeah. Right. So in the game, players can choose make life-changing choices that affect their chances of finding love. So I guess it says you're a culinary student, so I guess you're in a cooking school, and the choices you make
affect... Of course, there's a story with it. Yeah.
So he's probably the teacher.
Oh, that's
isn't
wrong.
That disgusting?
That's not right.
KFC announced this last week.
If all goes well, maybe you'll win the heart of the new colonel. The new colonel, okay, which the outlet describes as a chisel Dream Daddy-esque hipster.
Dream Daddy.
Ready to feed you vegan KFC nuggets while playing Weezer's latest album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a lot happening there. I don't know. I feel like, you know, what are the Tamagotchis?
Yes. So this is Tamagotchi gone wrong.
It's almost like, you know, feed your colonel.
Yeah, and he will love you. They promise, KFC promise multiple hours of gameplay and a secret ending.
Oh, hello. There's no word yet on when it will be released, but the I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator.
Oh, yuck. There should not be finger-licking in a dating app anywhere.
It's on its way. I don't even know where to look. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll get there. Or somewhere similar.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our Chief Entertainment Officer, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman has been sentenced to 14 days in prison over her part in the college admissions scandal, where she paid over $20,000 to have her daughter's SAT scores inflated. Her husband, William Macy, accompanied her to the sentencing, although he isn't facing any charges at all, which I find really interesting. So she obviously has said it was only her that paid the money. She's been ordered to pay $40,000 and undergo 250 hours of community service on top of her 14 days in prison.
That penalty shrunk a fair bit from the threats at the start.
Yes, and although Lori Loughlin didn't opt for the plea bargain,
right,
which Felicity has, so she's facing some much more serious charges, so it'll be interesting to see what she gets copped with. Anyway, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey have dropped their Charlie's Angels soundtrack single, which is called Don't Call Me Angel. This dropped on Friday, but this is it if you haven't heard it. And you're just our guest. Do I really need to say it? Do I need to say it again? Yeah, you better stop the sweet talk.
So I could hear Miley and I could pretty much hear Ariana in there.
No, Lana. Well, Lana's in there. She's a very Lana. You know her style. She does a little verse in there that doesn't really fit the song at all. But hey, good on them all for teaming up. The Charlie's Angels reboot is in cinemas November 15. Now, REM is raising funds for Hurricane Dorian by releasing a never-before-heard track that was recorded in the Bahamas. This is the song. It's called Fascinating.
Old school sounding REM there.
So it was meant to be for their 2001 album, then their 2004 album, but didn't make the cut. Anyway, here it is now, and you can download it and donate $2 every time you do. And Brad Pitt made a surprise appearance on Friday's Ellen show, but the real surprise came when Ellen admitted that she once dated one of Pitt's ex-girlfriends.
Do you remember where we met?
I remember a Melissa Etheridge pool party where I think you were hitting on my girlfriend.
Was I hitting on your girlfriend, really?
I think so.
Oh.
I was flattered.
All right. I actually since then have dated another one of your girlfriends. We'll talk about that
after
later.
After the show.
Okay.
Yeah, Ellen.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.